The U.S. and France connect. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden and French President Macron speaking on the phone Sunday about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A White House readout of the call showing that the two world leaders discussed their commitment to hold Russia accountable for its actions. President Macron later spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky, who is pushing for a meeting with Russian President Putin. The Air Force Command of the Ukrainian Armed Forces saying it shot down seven Russian aircraft and an unmanned aerial vehicle Sunday using anti-aircraft missiles. Russian forces killing American journalist Brent Renaud at a checkpoint in a suburb of Kyiv. Protesters in Kherson, Ukraine, denouncing the Russian invasion of their country.
In Kherson, Russian soldiers fired into a crowd of protesters who are rallying against Russia, sending a strong and a deadly message.
Those people were yelling at those Russian troops to go home, and hundreds of protesters flooding the streets there in Kherson. This was the largest protest since Russian troops occupied that city. It's actually really close to the border that separates Ukraine proper from the Russian annexed peninsula of Crimea. People were speaking out against plans to turn their southern city into a breakaway republic.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Protests happening in Russia as well. Rights group OVD reporting that over 668 Russians were arrested in 36 cities for protesting the Russian invasion. Tom Brady returning to the gridiron. Didn't he just retire?
6 weeks after announcing his retirement from the NFL, Brady says he's coming back after all. The 44-year-old Brady plans on returning to the gridiron with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady made the announcement on Twitter. He wrote, "These past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come."
Fox's Bob Mortali. Brady and the Buccaneers will attempt to make their third straight playoff appearance. In his first season with the Bucs, Brady led the team to victory in Super Bowl 55. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Police identifying man who stabbed two employees Saturday at Museum of Modern Art in New York City. The suspect is still on the loose.
Video shows the man jumping over the reception desk and attacking the workers. Deputy New York City Police Commissioner John Miller says the suspect is 60-year-old Gary Cabana, who tried to see a film at the museum but was denied entry because his museum membership was revoked the day before.
His membership had expired as a result of two incidents involving disorderly conduct here at the museum on two separate dates in recent days.
The two victims went to the hospital in stable condition. One stabbed in the back and neck, the other in the left collarbone. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Take me out to the ball game. The MLB and MLB Players Association signing a new collective bargaining agreement.
The new deal incorporates 26 amendments to the contract and baseball rules, which includes raising the luxury tax to $230 million in 2022 and then to $244 million over the course of the five-year agreement. The minimum player salary jumps to $700,000 and teams will now be placed in a lottery for the top six picks in the draft. Additionally, the MLB will see the playoffs expand from 10 teams to 12, and for the first time ever, teams will be allowed to sell ads on team uniforms and helmets.
Fox's Charles Watson. People in Alaska experiencing quite a jolt Saturday morning.
The Alaska Earthquake Center says a Saturday morning quake clocked in at a preliminary magnitude of 5.1 and was felt throughout the south central part of the state. The center also says there will likely be smaller aftershocks in the next week, but with little chance that any of them will be larger than a magnitude 5.1.
Fox's Paul Stevens. Following Saturday's earthquake, there is no danger of a tsunami. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.